Disney friends. My name is Park Hopper John.
And I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And together we are WW Park Hoppers. Welcome. We are just outside of Enzo's Highway. You can hear the music. We are right next to the bridge at Disney Springs.
We've got the fountain behind us.
Oh, it's just
absolutely lovely.
It's a fairly nice night. We're prepared for rain. But anyway, welcome to the Park Hoppers live show. It's Tuesday night, so you know we are here doing what we do. If you want to come find us, you can find us at www.parkhoppers.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all at WDW Park Hoppers. You can also listen to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere that you listen to podcasts, that kind of thing. And one thing we want to let you know, as we get into it, we are going to be doing all the news and stuff that we want to bring you. But if you're in the chat room, please feel free to talk amongst yourselves. Ask us some questions,
yes,
and we will get to them as soon as we get done through the news, and we will definitely get to your question. Other than that, is there anything else we want to get into?
I don't think so. I think we've got some updates.
Let's get into some updates.
Woohoo!
Oh, wait, there is one thing.
Oh, you've got a thing?
Tonight's show is brought to you free from our good friends at the Polite Pig.
Oh, yes.
We did a meetup with the Disney Parks Podcast crew there, and they took such amazing care of us. So we wanted to make sure that the Polite Pig knew that we were dedicating this show to them. Thank you guys so much, Patrick, Nicolette, Allison was our server, Derek, all the crew there. Always do an amazing job. The Polite Pig over at Disney Springs, totally worth a trip. I want to say it's the Palakis, the husband and wife team that own the Polite Pig and all the pig restaurants, they're up for a James Beard Award.
Non-Disney family-friendly sounding.
Yes, they're all up for a James Beard Award. So it's not just good barbecue and good bourbon. It's an amazing restaurant. So
and
go visit the Polite Pig.
Amazing people that run it and work there and just are fantastic. So we're so grateful to call them friends.
Absolutely. That's a dapper looking dude right there.
Yes. I love how everybody's like running down this walkway behind us and then slow down as they get to the camera. It's always fun.
That's okay. I'm good with that.
All right.
All right. What's happening in Walt Disney World?
So, new little segment for this week. We're going to start adding this in there. We've had a lot of people tell us that they come and they check out the podcast because they want to know what is going on. They're planning a trip or they're, you know, maybe they're coming down next week or something like that. So, for those of you that are headed to Disney, don't forget that Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival is going on right now, and it will continue through June 3rd. And
wow,
if you come now, you are still, and you're a pass holder, you are still eligible to get your Pluto magnet to stick on your fridge, back of your car, whatever you want.
It is the largest magnet that Disney has ever made.
It was huge.
Huge.
It really was.
I held it up. I held up the Mickey one, the very first one they gave out, and then I held up the Pluto one, and it was literally like this. It was ridiculous. It's the size of a dinner plate. A small dinner plate.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll go with a salad plate.
Salad plate. All right. So, did you want...
If you go to the Flower and Garden Festival, one of the great perks included in your price for admission into Epcot is the Garden Rock concert series and the bands that are showing up this week. Like every few days, there are different bands. So now through the 20th,
which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Simple Plan. From the 21st to the 22nd is Ambrosia.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Ambrosia?
Vaguely.
I want to say they did Summer Breeze.
Oh,
I could be wrong.
Yes, I do remember.
I could be wrong, but I'm fairly sure.
Well,
somebody in the chat room will let us know.
They'll correct us.
From the 23rd to the 24th is Magic Giant. No clue who that is.
So on the list that I always pull up, it actually tells you their big song.
Yeah. That doesn't always help me. But I do know from the 25th to the 27th is Air Supply.
I'm very
Hold
excited
your
about
eyes, that. I wanna ride the skies in my sweet dreams. Anyway, so
and
there's
new
that.
This year.
They're new to the Garden Rocks concert series. They were here for Food and Wine Festival.
Yes.
The Eat to the Beat series. They're new to this festival. That's how Disney's getting away with that.
Well, and one more thing that we have going on this week here
yes.
at Disney is there is a Disney After Hours event that is happening at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
That's right.
You are headed down here and you want to check out the nightlife that happens at Animal Kingdom. There you go. Check it out.
There you go. You and a few of your closest friends have virtual run of most of the park. Mm-hmm. Most of the attractions will be going. You could ride the Yeti and see the Disco Yeti as many times as you'd like. Disco Yeti.
Ooh, ooh.
Okay, go ahead. And let's continue on the news before everybody turns this thing off.
You know what? I'm looking at the people that are watching, and some of them are just as kooky and wonderful as we are.
That's
so
true.
So I'm good with it, they're good with it.
We also need to have a special shout-out to our buddy Risa from Cleveland, Ohio.
Absolutely.
We met
and
her
why?
This weekend. Because she's,
Cleveland rocks.
She's friggin' awesome. That's why.
Too.
That's why.
So, Risa, you are actually the inspiration for the What's Going On This Week at Disney. So that segment belongs to you, darling.
It's all you, all the time.
All right, so Disney has added, I'm moving on to the news, is that good?
Good call.
All right, Disney has added a behind the scenes experience at Rivers of Light, and this is going to be part of the Backstage Magic Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So the Walt Disney World Resort offers many backstage tours. We all know
right,
this.
Right, right.
One of the most popular is an Adventure by Disney Backstage Magic.
That's
so
true.
If you like having behind the scenes look at what goes on, about what it takes to bring all of this to life, you might even want to know the special access at Disney's Animal Kingdom Nighttime Spectacular. The Rivers of Light is being added to their backstage tour in June.
Nice.
So guests on the tour will be able to take part in a backstage visit, and this will be during the daytime, where they'll get to see the hidden marina where the animals and lotus barges are prepared for the evening performances. Guests on the tour will be among the first to see the inner workings and learn the mechanical and technological secrets behind the show.
Sweet!
So, guests will also enjoy a private lunch at Tiffin's Restaurant, which features a special menu, along with hearing insider stories about the creation of Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park.
That's really fascinating.
It is!
And she's going to know this because we're married. I've never seen that show.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
We are horrible Disney fans. We should go see that show.
All right, I already got in trouble this week for calling myself a Disney fan, and I have not seen Mary Poppins Returns.
Well, that's, yeah. Anyway, so...
Sorry,
If you love to go backstage and see all the hidden secrets, this is kind of a neat little option. Plus, they're throwing in lunch at Tiffin's. That, in and of itself, is worth the price of admission, so you should definitely go check this out. I think it'll be a fun tour. I did get to see about a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, when they debuted the show. They kind of debuted it, and then they realized that it was still broken, and so they had another 6, 7, 8 months to work on it. I did get to see a snippet of the show.
All right.
The music was amazing. The floats were cool. So I think this would be a fun little tour if you're really into Animal Kingdom. And if you're a big fan of Rivers of Life, this is the show for you.
I would like to see how everything works. So
I would, too.
I want to press the buttons. I want to, you know, take things apart and look inside and go, ooh, what is that?
That's true. That sounds like a great idea.
And if you distract him, I'll press buttons.
Cool.
All right.
Deal.
All right.
So before we move on, one of the things we wanted to say is if you're going to be doing any shopping on Amazon.com, do the WW Park Hoppers a solid and go to wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. And what that'll do is that'll send you to Amazon just like normal. Although, it'll send you to a Disney merch page so you get to see some of the cool Disney stuff that Amazon has to offer. But your Amazon experience will not be any different. It's not going to cost you anything. Everything that you purchase will be the same price as always. But Amazon will kick back a few pennies for anything you buy there.
Comes out of Amazon's pocket, not yours.
Not yours. If you're doing anything where you're buying any big ticket items, we would seriously love for you to go to parkhoppers.com/Amazon. That would help us out a lot. And already you guys have been making a tremendous impact. We've been able to fund certain things like hosting because of what you guys are doing, so we really appreciate that. Next up, if you're looking for any Park Hopper merch, like if we were wearing t-shirts right now, you wouldn't be able to see it because it's a little chilly.
Well, we're wearing t-shirts. They're just underneath the jackets.
We do have clothes on, but we have jackets on.
Yes.
But if you're looking for your merch, you can go to wdwparkhoppers.com/shop mm-hmm. and get your merch. And then the big thing is, the big ask is, we've added something.
You have a big ask?
A big ask. Ask. Big ask. Just to make sure that you are hearing me correctly. We've always had a YouTube page, youtube.com/wwparkhoppers, but we haven't really been utilizing it really well, and we started with a daily news show where we take one news item and kind of pick it apart, talk about it, give our thoughts and views, and you kind of get a little bit of behind, a little bit more in-depth and analysis as opposed to just reading the article on a news site. And that's a daily thing that happens every weekday. We're doing a news show. So go to youtube.com/WDW Park Hoppers. Please hit the subscribe button. Please hit the bell notification. We're trying to get 1,000 subscribers. Once we hit that goal, 1,000 subscribers, all sorts of cool stuff happens for us. So please go do that. We'd appreciate it, and we love you forever. It's getting busy out here. That's crazy. This is supposed to be a speakeasy. Everybody, how does everybody know where this speakeasy is?
Everybody knows, John.
The secret.
I told you.
This is the worst kept secret since Disney Vacation Club.
I swear. All right, so we do have one thing we want to talk about that's a little off script. We had the wonderful, amazing option and pleasure of going over to the brand new Haleo Spanish tapas restaurant that they have here at Disney Springs. This opened up. It's right across from Splitsville. And so we got the chance to go with a large group of people and meet some of the corporate staff and the management that will be there. And we had some amazing servers. And really, the food was fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. What was the best thing that you ate that night?
I think I am torn.
Me too. Let's see if you pick the same two I do.
I am torn between the scallops and the potatoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So there are these potatoes with this like creamy cheese and tomato sauce, and then you stir it all up, and oh my gosh.
Yeah,
so
it
good.
Was like.
I could have eaten of that.
It was like Spanish version of deconstructed potato salad, but it was really, really good. I mean,
the
it was
stuff
warm.
That I ordered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so that was something different.
Oh.
So mine was the hot potatoes with the cheese and the tomato sauce.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right. I'm sorry. My bad. So I like the potato salad, which was my choice.
Do you like the photobomber?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Still pretty good. So anyway, I like that. I will say my two favorites were the scallops.
Okay.
And they did a, they let us try an hors d'oeuvre where they had the little hors d'oeuvre spoons. And it was like olive oil juice or olive oil.
No, it was olives.
It's olives.
It was pureed olives.
Yeah. And they had them encased in a little something that.
Okay, the best word we've been able to come with is like membrane.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So the whole deal was is you take the spoon, you let that olive thing slide onto your tongue, and then you push it up against the roof of your mouth.
And it pops.
And it pops. And it's just the most olivey olive.
The olivey olive.
The only thing that would have made that better is if I was drinking a martini, because it would have been the perfect attachment to the accoutrement to a martini. That was amazing. The scallops were incredible. The ham and manchego cheese sandwich that we tried was amazing.
Oh, yeah. You love that.
The cheese plate. What do you think about the cheese plate?
So, we were a little confused. So, there was a queso dish, a queso appetizer. So, we being the good, you know, white bread Americans that we are, expected queso dips.
Queso.
No, this was cheese. So, it was a cheese plate, which is fantastic. We love that.
Right.
And so, I thought it was really good. We got to pick a few different types of cheeses.
Right.
So it was great.
This kid has no idea what's going on.
This kid doesn't. But
he's got no clue. I love it.
He's
trying to figure it out.
He's trying to do all sorts of crazy things.
He's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So we were thinking queso. What really came was a cheese board.
Yeah, which we love.
It was awesome. My choice was a manchego, and it came with spiced apples or pear. I couldn't tell.
That one was pear.
Pear. And then what else did we have? We had like a, it's almost like a more firm brie, but it wasn't brie. It was, they're all Spanish cheeses, which was amazing.
Yeah, I think one was, well, we had a queso blanco, a queso roja, which had like a paprika flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it also came with sort of a marmalade. And then we had the queso with the plum.
The cookie?
The
cookie?
That was the queso blanco.
Oh, the cookie?
Yes.
It was weird because it was like
a ginger
snap cookie. It was a round cookie and it had a little divot like a thumb cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had a sauce on the cookie. So you break the cookie up and then you put a little bit of cheese in it and pop it in. It was amazing. I think everything that we had was great. The cocktails there were really, really good.
Okay.
Joe Neese from our buddies over at Wolfgang Puck, still my favorite bartender. Hands down, Joe's my favorite bartender.
It was their first day, baby.
But I had their version of a Manhattan, and it was amazing. It was really, really good. And they use Four Seasons bourbon. Four Seasons bourbon can be a little biting. This cocktail was really, really smooth. What did you have? What was the first cocktail you had?
So I actually had, they have a gin and tonic menu. You had me there. I would have just been good there. Gin and tonic and a cheese board, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah.
So I actually tried one of their gin and tonics, and they use different types of gins and different types of tonics and, you know, different citrus with it. So, but it was actually really fantastic. And yeah. Then the other, there was one other standout drink to me of our group, and they have a salt air margarita.
Yes.
And so instead of salting the rim, the margarita comes out, and it was a really good margarita. This wasn't the only thing. And it has almost a foam on top of it that is made of, I hate to say it, almost like salt water. And so as you take a sip of the margarita, you get just a hint of the foam, and it was so good.
Right.
So
the taste was really phenomenal. It was unlike anything I've ever had before. It was really, really good. James had a cocktail. I had one. I can't remember what they called it.
We were sharing everything.
Yeah, we were trying everything.
Everybody got to try everything, so it was really great.
We didn't have any dessert, but we did try. A buddy of ours had their Spanish style goat cheese cheesecake. We're trying not to watch his kids. We had a goat cheese cheesecake with strawberry sorbet. It was amazing. And then another buddy of ours ordered the olive oil ice cream.
I loved it.
I hated it.
Oh my gosh, it was olive oil ice cream with, I think it was some sort of chopped papaya.
Yeah.
And then grapefruit segments, and it was just, I loved it. It was really good.
Yeah. What was that show?
All right, we're on a lot of food right now.
Yeah. I feel like we're doing the two guys from Living Color. Loved it. Hated it. You know. Anyway, overall, thumbs up. It was great. Next time you're coming to Disney Springs, you've got to try Haleo. I will say this. Two things.
Yes.
One, take a loan out. It's not cheap.
Well, the other thing, okay, no, get to your two, and then I will say.
The other thing is, it's a tapas restaurant, and the American mindset, well, let me rephrase that, it's a tapas and paella restaurant.
Yeah, we didn't even get to try the paella.
We're going back. Yet. We're going back. It's International Paella Day on March 27th, and we're going back for paella. So we'll give that a whirl. So it's a tapas restaurant. So in your mind, you have to think you're going to be ordering several small dishes, and those dishes are not necessarily cheap, but if you want high-end flavor and taste and the experience, Haleo is definitely a great choice.
Yes. All right, I'm sitting here trying to find an answer for someone that posted a question a while back, and I'm just gonna,
okay. So what was the one thing? Was it price?
No, it was, so I thought he was gonna say that he left and was still hungry. They advised us to get 3 or 4 tapas each.
Per
they
person.
They told us.
Per
each person.
Right.
We got 3 and shared.
Right.
We did not follow instructions. It's our own darn fault.
That is true. However, had we purchased 3 or 4 a piece, the bill would have been pretty pricey.
That is very true.
And I'm not dogging the place because it was expensive. We eat at really high-end places. We had a pizza tonight at Wolfgang Puck. You can eat and be very satisfied and eat economically at anywhere around Disney Springs. That's going to be a little bit of a challenge if you go to Haleo.
For anybody that's eating out, you have to plan ahead. And Disney is phenomenal about making sure that people know what they're getting into, that the menus are posted outside, or you can walk up and say, hey, can I look at a menu? And you have an idea of what you're getting into. And actually, there was Anna Maria that was standing outside. She was one of the hostesses. She was fantastic.
Right.
She walked through the whole menu. It was a soft opening, so we were all lined up outside, and they're only letting people in so many at a time.
Right.
And so she came out and was just sort of helping crowd control and that. And they had the big menu out there, big double-sided board, and she answered every question we had. So thank you so much, Anna Maria. You were a gem.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Yeah. Next, let's get into the other fun news for the week, shall we?
Speaking of money at Disney, Walt Disney World has decided to increase their theme park tickets, their park hopper add-on, and their premium parking prices.
And we're not even yet to Star Wars Land opening up yet. You know, right. Another
They're
round of
ready.
This is coming. Another round is coming, kids. Prepare yourselves.
So
prepare your hearts and minds, my friends.
Do I need to say more?
Not really.
You want me to just leave it there? All right. So a couple of price increases, and this actually went into effect this week. So
yep.
The option to add the park hopper to a one-day theme park ticket that you've already purchased has increased $5 to $60 a day.
Right.
And the 2 and 3 day tickets, it's increased $5 to $70. So it's not a huge increase, but it's still kind of, you know, it's a little bit of salt in the wound. So a 4 day to 10 day tickets are now $80. So again, up $5. The price for adding the Park Hopper Plus option remains the same, so they haven't increased that yet. Additionally, there's been a change in the price of the preferred parking. So if you're not familiar with preferred parking, it means that instead of parking way in the back and getting on a tram and being dropped off at the front door like everybody else, you decide to just park up front and actually walk further than everybody else. You like my description?
Yeah, really, really preferred parking only works in one park, and that's Epcot, where you can park really, really close.
Yes.
But you still have to get on the ferry or the monorail to go to the Magic Kingdom. Right now, with all the construction and everything, you know, Disney's Hollywood Studios is a mess. And you might be able to park, you might be able to park a little bit closer to Animal Kingdom, but it's negligible at this point.
So what has changed now is it's $45 for regular season, and peak season will be $50 per day for the preferred parking. So for non-preferred parking, they have not increased that price. So, and then there is the date-based ticket prices. So this is an increase in one-day tickets and multi-day tickets. So we are still trying to find out the specifics. We know it's going up, but when we were researching it today, we could not find the answer.
Right.
So, so it's not, again, it's not going up crazy. Now, a one-day base theme ticket, this is the biggest increase. From the time period of Christmas Day to New Year's Eve, this is the busiest time of the year. We try not to go near the parks. I won't even lie. We love you, Disney. But we love you with less people around loving on you also. So, this is the busiest week of the year. It will now be $159 for a one-day ticket. That is a $30 increase. And they're going to get it.
Well, they said a couple things. They are really trying to keep the park attendance down. They're trying to dissuade people to come to the parks, try to keep it manageable. And so they're going to keep...
Then close the park sooner. Don't let them get as full.
Well, they're trying to regulate that based on what we're going to do. You know, we're paying all this money to come to the parks, and they're going to let us. But once we get in there, and we've already paid, and we realize that it's wall-to-wall people, and it's... You know, an hour and 20 minutes to get on the TTA, the people mover.
Right.
You know, it's too late. You're already in. You've already paid. So it's frustrating. And yes, the price is increasing $5, but it increased $5, you know, a few months ago. And then 7 or 8 months before that, and then a year before that, and then they're going to increase the price again before Star Wars Land. They're probably going to jack the price up another $5. So in the span of 3 years, the price for a one-day park has gone up $20. And it's just crazy. I remember a time when we were discussing Disney breaking the one-day $100 barrier. I remember when going into the Magic Kingdom was $99. That is gone. And then they came up with tiered pricing, so it's even worse.
Yeah.
The thing that gets me, and I love Disney, please don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, because it's going to sound really harsh.
Yes.
The thing that gets me is the absolute ridiculousness of preferred parking. If you're going to a theme park, the assumption is you're going to be there for more than 5 minutes, more than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to show up, you're going to park your car, you're going to get on a tram, And it's an extra 15 minutes max. You can either walk it or you can tram it. Either one. I don't care. Or you're going to get on a tram, you're going to be dumped off, you're going to get on a boat or a ferry. And then you're going to spend the next 7 to 10 hours inside of a park. And then you're going to get on a ferry or a monorail, or you're going to get on a tram and be taken back to your car. What is the point of the Premier parking? What is the absolute freaking point of this?
All right. Calm down.
I'm fine.
All right.
Actually, we should drink more on this show. The tea is amazing. Wolfgang Puck has amazing tea. But we needed a cocktail.
See, it's a commercial. Wait, how many restaurants at Disney Springs can we plug in one show?
Did I mention that we're at Enzo's Hideaway, which is also connected to the Edison, and upstairs is the worst place you could ever go to eat?
Wow, you're in a mood tonight.
It's not like I said, don't go to Maria and Enzo's because it's a horrible place to eat. But I wouldn't go to Maria and Enzo's because it's a horrible place to eat.
Oh. All right. So, hey, John.
Hey,
why don't you tell me about a great place to eat?
Let me tell you about something that has gone away and now it's come back. Skillets.
Yay!
Skillets have returned to Whispering Canyon Cafe.
Yay!
At Disney's Wilderness Lodge. But let me read you the headline that Disney read because you're going to love it. Whispering Canyon Cafe at Disney's Wilderness Lodge debuts updated skillets.
Well, okay, there's nothing wrong with that line.
No, I get it, but
they're debuting
updated
skillets.
Fan
they're
favorite.
Not bringing back old skillets. It's
right.
Debuting
updated
new
skillets. Whispering Canyon Cafe at Disney's Wilderness Lodge added some brand new lunch and dinner skillets, and very soon will update their breakfast skillets. The new signature lunch skillet is $24 and is served with maple chipotle barbecue slow smoked pork ribs, barbecue pulled pork, and citrus herb chicken. The new traditional dinner skillet is $33 per person and comes packed with oak smoked mustard barbecue beef brisket, maple chipotle barbecue pork ribs, slow smoked pulled pork, citrus herb chicken, and western style sausage. For $33 a person, you can get a skillet. And unless I see something here in the next couple seconds, can't you get skillets refilled?
That is my understanding. I am not seeing anything that says no.
For 33
was
bucks.
Was my story, so I didn't read it.
For 33 bucks.
Well, and they come with sides. That's the best part.
The pig dinner skillet is $33, which includes the Western
pig dinner.
Pig dinner, not the polite pig, which you should go to for.
And we're not saying you shouldn't go here. You definitely
should. You should go here. So now what we're up to, like six restaurants?
All right, pig dinner, but it's not here.
It includes Western-style sausage, braised pork belly, maple chipotle barbecue pork ribs, slow-smoked pulled pork, and mustard barbecue piggy wings.
Why is there no chicken on this?
I don't know. It's all pork all the time. It's called the pig dinner.
Wow, I even like, that was a softball, baby. It was
oink.
Just,
it was an oinker. Other options include the Land and Sea for $33 is a house smoked salmon, citrus, herb chicken, vegan sausage, and charred portobellos. Nice. The vegan meal
is also $33.
And
that cracks me up.
That kind of kills me a little bit. Maple chipotle barbecue jackfruit. Spicy vegan sausage, mustard glaze, beefless tips, and the ever favorite. Herb brushed chicken.
Chicken. You realize I'm gonna have to order that one time just try it.
That is a Tony Castellanova favorite, chicken. Ask him, he loves it. It's the best. All the skillets come with an assortment of sides, which might include coleslaw, green beans, corn, carrots, mashed potatoes, or roasted potatoes, plus cornbread and the all favorite honey butter. In addition to the new skillets, the cocktail menu has been updated. They added a cocktail menu, and I never knew this.
I'm sorry.
But they've updated it, including some specially themed libations, including the Bourbon Cowboy.
They don't need to say any other words.
You have me at bourbon.
John is sold.
You have me at bourbon. Beginning on March 26, you can try several of the new breakfast skillets,
They come with
Mickey waffles.
It's like Mermaid School,
but Mickey waffles.
I actually heard an ad, I know, totally, for the Mermaid School, on a regular radio station on my way to work this morning. And I'm
Did you wreck the car screaming mermaid school?
I didn't wreck the car, but I was like, mermaid school! And I think the lady next to me and looked.
To check out last week's show to understand how funny that joke is.
You want to see me turn into a 12-year-old.
The Heritage Skillet has country potatoes, hickory smoked bacon, scrambled eggs, buttermilk cheddar biscuits, which sounds amazingly like the skillet they used to have. Carnivore Skillet features house smoked ham, smoked bacon, pork sausage links, oak smoked beef brisket, scrambled eggs, and buffalo cheddar biscuits. The other option is the lighter side breakfast skillet with muesli. Now
cereal.
Your me to my Tony. Egg white, spinach frittata, turkey bacon, turkey sausage, country potatoes, fresh fruit, and yogurt, and Mickey waffles. Because Mickey waffles make everything better.
Absolutely.
So if you are coming down and you're going over to Whispering Canyon Cafe, please let us know. A, we might join you. But B, let us know how the skillets are, because we haven't been there. I don't know when we're planning.
I want to know what you said, because somebody is asking, orf smorfed?
Yeah. Oak smoked, not orc smorfed.
Oak smoked.
If you're going to have orc, you better make sure that it's smorfed, because, you know.
Your orc smorfed beef brisket.
Or orc smorfed beef brisket.
Oh, I love it.
Smork. All right. next week, where are we going to be from?
The wheels are coming off the rails. This one, baby.
Where are we going to be at next week, baby?
So next week, we are going to sneak into one of the little corner tables at Pepe's, which is the grab-and-go restaurant attached to Haleo.
Haleo, yep. So, it's brand awareness, kids. So make sure
that... Pepe's makes one more, right?
Pepe's makes one more restaurant.
Seven,
that
there we go.
By the way, that is across the street from Splitsville.
Oh, I already said that.
Right next to Bongo's.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, so there
which
you
has
go,
a
kids.
Grab and go also.
Which does have a grab and go. I don't know what the name of that is. Which is right across from the House of Blues and then the House of Blues Barbecue Shack. So let's get them all in. I think we're missing like three. STK, Farm Fresh, and
Morimoto
Asia. There you go.
There you go.
All right, make sure that you
Art
come.
Smith.
Art Smith's. Art Smith's
pizza.
Homecoming pizza. Blaze pizza. And what are we missing here?
The burger place.
Paradiso 37.
Paradiso 37. Jack's Hanger Bar.
And Jock's Hanger Bar.
Wine Bar George.
Terralina Crafted Italian. The Boathouse. And Paddlefish.
Oh my gosh.
Don't forget, Amrit's Pastry. All right, so anyway, make sure you find us over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Raglan Road.
Make sure that you like, that you subscribe to us over on YouTube, and God help us all. Make sure that you come find us at wdwparkhoppers.com. Four parks, one world.
And everything in between, including the Earl of Sandwich.
Oh, well, you got to go Wolfgang Puck Express then.
Oh.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Seriously, it's tea. I promise.
Yeah.
It's just tea.